Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nicole, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there.
Good.
I broke my hand today.
How'd you do that?
I fell. But I know you guys are talking about what would be worse, you know, telling your father you're gay or telling your father whatnot. But I think, like, the hardest thing to tell somebody's father who's extremely religious and faith and has faith in their son is that they have problem and that you need help, and sometimes you don't know how to express that.
Did you break your hand or did you break your head?
I didn't break my head, trust me. I'm running all cylinders up there.
Okay. Can we talk about how you fell and what you fell on? Because that more intrigues me than the atheism versus gay thing. How'd you fall?
What had happened was I had grabbed my boyfriend's phone because he tends to text people that he shouldn't be texting, and he grabbed my hand and snapped it.
That's not falling. Anyway,
no, it's not falling, but...
Did you call the cops?
Breaking. No.
Why not?
Because it could very well have been an accident, but he's a really good wrestler back in the day, so he knows very intelligent. When it comes to that.
Shut the front door. Are you hosing me right now?
I'm not hosing you.
So you grabbed your boyfriend's phone because you have concerns that he may be texting another woman. Okay, you have some concerns about whatever he's doing on the phone.
Right.
He tries to grab your hand and grabs it so forcefully that he snaps the bone and breaks it, and you don't think he's an abuser?
It was what is the kind of fracture that I have? It's like a macrocarpal fracture.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you say rutabaga if you want me to call the cops right now because he's right there next to you?
No. Rhubarb, but no.
No, not rutabaga, rhubarb. I mean, not rhubarb, rutabaga. Do you need it for us to call the police for you?
No.
Do you need to get away from him?
No, I just think that he needs help.
Well, how's he going to get help if you don't... Could you put him on the phone?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hold on 1 second.
Hold on. I can't be talking to you. My line from Tassie is at full.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing all right. I could be better. It could be worse.
Yeah, it sounds like
how
it's...
you doing?
Sounds like it's been kind of a rough day for you guys, huh?
It's been a rough week, actually, yeah.
Sure. You know... I don't want to get all up in your business, but your girlfriend did call the show, and she kind of said that you might have tried to grab your phone or out of her hand and that you broke her curse for me, okay? Because we're on the radio.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I apologize. Yeah, I feel terrible because I'm not that kind of person at all.
Is this a first...
Especially towards a female.
Sure. Is this the first time that you've ever laid hands on her?
It's not the first time I put my hands on her. I have had to restrain her from hitting me or something like that, you know. But never slapped a woman, punched a woman, anything like that.
So, would you say it was 100% accidental that when you tried to grab the phone out of her hand that you broke her hand, or were you kind of trying to teach her a lesson too?
Oh, no lesson. Definitely accidental because I've asked her numerous times, hey, please don't go through my phone. I have enough respect for you not to go through your phone. And, you know, she went to go snatch it, and I went to go grab the phone, and we were in the car, and I'm trying to yank it from her, and I twisted the phone, and I heard a snap. And honestly, I thought it was the, like, her fingernail in the crease of the phone, or, like, scraping on the phone, you know what I'm saying? Then when she was looking at the hand, I thought she might have tore her fingernail off. Then I got a good look at it, and I was like, dang, we got to get to the ER, you know, so.
So when you went to the ER, what kind of story did you tell him? Because if you had told him what really happened, I get the feeling they probably would have called the cops on you.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they may have, but
do you, can I ask you a question, and I want you to be honest with me. Do you feel like you have an anger problem?
I have mental problems. I have a drug problem. I have a lot of stuff.
What are you doing to help that, man?
Honestly, self-medicating.
That's not going to do it, though.
It's definitely not going to do it.
Would you be open to professional help if we provided you an avenue to do so? I know that, you know, like me, you're probably not made of money or anything, but there are avenues that you can go down when it comes to mental health professionals where they can work with you as far as your budget goes. And I can tell you really care about your girl, and I can tell she really cares about you, but neither one of you needs to be in a situation where you're trying to grab a phone and you break her hand and she's getting her hand broken, you know?
Most definitely. I agree with you. You know, nothing has ever escalated to this before. I mean, there's been several times, like I said, I had to restrain her or, you know, something similar to that. But, hey, if you have an avenue, hold on, let me step inside the house on my neighbor.
Sure, man.
I think I'm any more whacked out than what I am. Yeah,
no doubt.
But, if you have an avenue, I would be the first in line because my girlfriend and I were talking about some type of insurance thing that they have through Pasco, Hernando County.
Right.
For like free insurance to get evaluated. I was evaluated and put on medication when I was in detox back in 2012 before I went to jail for 8 months. Mm. And, they were supposed to follow up and they never followed up.
Yeah, listen, man, I have a lot of things at my disposal being on the radio. A lot of people, we have a lot of counselors who listen to the show and whatnot. I'd love to help you guys out because I don't want to see her get hurt. I don't want to see you hurt her and then find yourself in more legal trouble and find yourself back in jail. So if you don't mind, I'm going to throw you on hold real quick and have you talk to Kayla, and we can provide you with some assistance as far as getting on a road to where you're healthy and she's healthy and you're not putting your hands on her anymore?
Most definitely, because like I said, I was never raised that way. And
of course.
I'm totally against it.
Of course. Hold on.
Whatever help you have, I would take in a heartbeat.
Do me a favor. Hang on 1 second, and I'm going to have you talk to Kayla. And Kayla, get his information so we can get an upper-licensed mental health professional to get in contact with him, because I really want to help these guys out. So hold on 1 second for me, bro, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Like the tweet said, S just got real. I mean, 1 minute you're yucking it up about atheism versus gay, and then...
You know what? When he was getting on the phone, I was expecting to hear like some just like jerk off.
Right.
But that was not the impression I got from that guy at all. Obviously, he's got some issues he's trying to work through.
Do you think she's okay? Do you want to talk to her again? Or
I would like to talk to her again after Kayla's done getting his information.
Kayla, will you put her on hold when you're... All right. Thank you.
I mean, that just... sorry for the weird turn on a Friday, everybody, but you have a responsibility as a broadcaster, I believe, to not only entertain your audience, but...
You can't just let that go, though. You know?
You can't. Is this Nicole or is this the dude?
It's Nicole.
All right, Nicole. I'm gonna give you two numbers. Number one means I'm okay. I can hang up the phone and I'm gonna be okay with my life. Number two is going to be please help me. Please call 911 and get the authorities involved. Are you number one or are you number two?
Number one, but I think that I need some help with. I was in a very bad abusive relationship in Georgia, and he was tried for attempted murder. And I don't think I've ever really dealt with any of that, and
sure.
And
you know what, sweetheart, you still got a little bit of the victim mentality because you want to protect your guy. You don't want to believe that he did this on purpose, and you want to say that's why you tell a friend, you tell somebody on the radio like I fell. But reality is, we know you didn't fall. You know you didn't fall, and it's okay that you didn't fall. You didn't do anything wrong here, and that's what you need to know. He can be as sorry as he wants to be. He can apologize as much as he wants to. But the bottom line is, you didn't deserve for this to happen. And I want to do whatever I can do to help you. I meant what I said about helping your man out, but you're my number one concern here. Do you feel like...
Go ahead.
Do you feel like you could get to a place where you could call us where he's not around you?
Yes. I'm going to step outside.
Yeah, do that real quick if you don't mind.
I have to put some space. I'm going to be out here, okay?
Please. Just do what you got to do.
I shut the door.
Okay.
Okay, you're good.
All right, sweetheart.
Go ahead.
Talk to me.
The man that I fell in love with was not the man that he is right now. When he is clean and sober, he is awesome. He is my penguin. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is just... But I feel like he uses what had happened to me and Georgia against me. Like, he knows how to mentally mind trick me. Yeah. And I'm allowing it because I want to... I'm stronger than that. It's not going to break me. I can have great parents. My dad raised me right, you know, to be strong and not cry and not show weakness. And sometimes, like, you can only put up with so much, you know? And...
Listen, you have done nothing wrong here. You're a very strong person. I can tell that. I hate that this is happening for you, but maybe you need to reach this breaking point so you can see clearly what kind of situation you found yourself in right now. And there is a ton of help available for you, both to get yourself back on your feet and for you to get away from this situation, which is clearly harmful for you. I don't know the guy. I don't know you at all. But I know the sound of a woman who knows that she can be doing better than the situation she's in right now. And that's you.
His parents are wonderful people. And I know that they know in their hearts, like, you know, that it's their son. And
I understand. Listen, I understand you feel horrible right now. I do. But I need you to hear me when I say that you do not deserve to feel horrible at all. This is a guy who, like you said... classic abuser, mentally knows how to manipulate you to make you feel a certain way. You see the good side of him when it's good because he lets you see that, because that's what keeps you around, because he strings you along with hope, and you think, oh my God, he can be like this all the time. He can be
aha moments.
He can be a good dude. He can be, you know, he can be my knight in shining armor or whatever, but
my prince charming.
Exactly. But he's certainly not that. And we both know that. And, you know, we will do what we need to do to get you help. I don't want to endanger you. I don't want to endanger your life.
No,
I don't want to endanger your relationship, but I will be perfectly honest with you. I am scared for you. And I know that the people around you are probably scared for you as well. And I need to do whatever I can do to help you get some help here, sweetheart. What city are you in?
Dade City.
So Pasco County.
Yep.
Did you say your parents are close by?
My parents moved up to Tennessee. They used to live out in Hillsborough County, but they moved up there about 3 years ago.
Do you have any friends that this guy does not know about that he wouldn't be able to track you down?
I don't think it's that extreme.
No, I mean, sweetheart, again, I'm not going to argue with you, but I hear where you are right now emotionally and mentally, and if it's not that extreme now, you know it's going to be that extreme one day or you know, tomorrow, the next week, the next month, and you know, this time it's your hand. Who knows what happens to you next time, and I want to help you get away from this situation. I'm not here to convince you that's what you need to do, but I want to be able to provide you with whatever help you need. You there?
I am. Okay. I'm here. I think that, I know, like, when he went to jail, I had called the police on him because of how he was acting due to drugs. I was, honest to God, worried about him, like, having a stroke or something. Just he has psychological issues, as do I. But when he was in jail, everything was, like, perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was happy again. It wasn't, like, his parents were positive and, like, you know, just... I'm not saying that, like, it's sad to say, but, like, he's out on bond and he's not doing the right thing. He's had so many opportunities, as have I, but it's, like...
Right.
I'm so concerned about him.
I understand that.
Being safe that I'm in and bringing myself down too, you know?
Well, that's exactly it. You're so concerned about his safety. You seem to be the only one who's worried about his future and who's trying to make him make the right decisions. And I think as someone who doesn't know you and doesn't know him, I would love to see you get the hell away from this guy and so that he can get the help that he needs. He's just going to keep trying to convince you that he's changing. He's just going to keep doing the same things. And for you... to be healthy again, for you to be safe again, we need to get you away from this guy immediately, and we need to get you in a situation where you're going to be safe. And if you give me the go-ahead, we can get somebody to you, and we can take you someplace safe, and we can get you away from this guy. Because what he did to you today, breaking your hand for simply grabbing his phone, he should go back to jail for that so that he can get the help that he needs. I know you want to save him. I know you want to help him, and I know you don't want to see anything bad happen to him, but this might be what he needs to either get the help he needs, or at the very least, get you away from him, because this guy's no good. You see what I'm saying?
I do, but it's like, I feel like I have my sister and my son and his father and their family are great, and it's just like,
I understand. I hate to hear you like this, because I want to give you the empowerment that you need to walk away from this guy. I want to give you the confidence that you need, but it's got to be up to you to take that first step and separate yourself from him so that we can get him the help that he needs and we can get you the help that you need. Because as long as you're focused on him, you're not going to be able to improve yourself. You're going to find yourself in this situation time and time again. You know what I mean? Do you have a car of your own?
No, I do not.
Okay, he's got the vehicle.
His parents have the vehicle, which was just overheating again up here. But it's like another thing. It's like I was on misdemeanor probation for traffic, for driving a suspended license, for having my insurance lapsed over and over again. And I got pulled over coming from Georgia back down to Florida with the whole thing that happened last year with the case. And there's many opportunities where, like, if somebody wants to see you do better, they would help you do better. Like, you know, as far as taking you to where, to where you need to go to get your driver's license and to get to your job interviews and to, right. I don't know.
I know. I understand what you're saying. I really do.
And I hate asking for help because it's just not.
You're too proud. Right. I mean, you feel like you're too proud to ask somebody for help. But listen, when we are when we reach our wit's end, we absolutely have to reach out a hand so that someone can help us. And I think the first step was call. I don't know. I don't even remember what you called with immediately on the show. And it really doesn't matter to me. We accidentally found ourselves here, and I want to do whatever I can do to get you to safety right now. Do you feel comfortable telling me where you are right now or not?
No, I'm good right now. Can I close that door so cigarettes won't get your mom's help?
I'm actually looking at the
data. Okay, you said, but you guys know that he appreciates that.
Okay. So he's there right now. He's still, right there nearby.
Yes.
Do you think you can get to a neighbor's or someplace where he's not going to follow you, or do you feel like he's going to tail your every move?
I feel that I'm okay right now. His parents should be home soon.
Here's what I'm worried about. And by the way, is he listening? He's not listening to the show right now, is he?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's good. I guess I should have asked that a lot earlier, and I apologize for
you're
that.
You're good. No, you're fine.
Okay, because he knows that he screwed up. He knows, and he feels bad, but my question would be, does he feel bad because he fears getting in trouble, or does he feel bad because he hurt you? I think it's probably a little bit of both. And I want to just make sure, I don't know you in real life. You're a listener to my radio program, and therefore I appreciate that part of you. But you're a person in need right now, and you feel like you're okay right now. You feel like you're safe right now. But as an outsider, as an impartial third-party observer, I'm not so sure that that's accurate. You know, there's a desperation that comes along with a man who would do something like he did to you. And
among the other things that's been going on.
Right. I mean, it sounds like you guys are in a world of you know what right now, and I want to make sure that I do my part to help you get out of it, and to help him get the help that he needs too, because nobody wants to do that kind of things to the woman that they're in love with. No one wants to do that. I have a number for Sunshine of Pasco County. Maybe we could call them. I know Seth's working on some stuff behind the scenes right now.
When I came back from Georgia, I was supposed to go to Spring, and I had a follow-up. I was supposed to go see a therapist and all kinds of stuff to deal with the whatever you want to call it, that it happened. And I just now saw myself in one again, you know. And
are you on Orange Row Lane right now?
Am I on air?
What?
Am I on the air?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I took that off the air so that no one could hear that.
What?
Oh, I dumped that. I took that off the air. Because nobody wants to know where you are right now. But I have a buddy who's a Pasco County deputy.
Yeah, there's one right across the street, too.
There's a deputy right across the street?
Mm-hmm. I think it's EMT, I'm not sure. There's a bunch of them in the neighborhood.
Okay.
PPD. Well,
again, you know, I know that you're hesitant to get him in quote-unquote trouble. I know that that's a concern of yours because you guys have invested a lot in each other. But, sweetheart, I hate to think about what could happen to you if we just let this go. I hate to think about what he could do to you next if we don't take care of this problem right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would send you an Uber. I would love to get you in a situation where you're safe. Is he still in the house with you?
Oh, well, I'm at that point. I got Heidi Falcor back here with me, the dog. But yeah, he's sitting here with me.
Okay. Is there a way that you can kind of just, I mean, I don't know if there's an obvious way or a not obvious way that you could get away from him, but, jeez. If we sent an authority figure out there to talk to you, would you be honest with them?
Yes.
Well,
but I don't. Maybe not at their home.
Okay.
You know, maybe have somebody come, both of us, and explain in a safe environment and situation what's going on.
Is there a landmark nearby? Someplace where someone could go meet you guys?
Is there the Lutheran Church up at the corner, Lutheran Church?
Shepherd's Lutheran Church.
Mm-hmm.
What if we had someone meet you guys? It's 5:11 right now. What if we had someone meet you guys at like 5:30 at that Lutheran Church? Where is that? What city is that in Pasco? Dade City. You said. So like the
14.
Sure. The Shepherd's Lutheran Church in Dade County, over in Dade City, rather. You know, maybe someone could meet with you guys there, sit you both down, get your side of things, get his side of things, find out what we can do about building you guys a safe future together. But would you guys both head up to the Lutheran Church right now and we can have somebody meet you there?
Are you willing to go up to the Lutheran Church and meet somebody?
Yeah.
No, you're not getting arrested. You're not nothing like that. I know you're not.
What if I gotta do? I will be the first person in line. I will beat whoever organized the line. You know what I mean?
He said he'll do whatever. He will beat the first person, whoever organizes whatever he said organizes the line.
I mean, my only concern is getting you the help.
That way, though, he says, and he's laughing. Not beating.
I mean, I really want to get you the help that you need because, you know, you're a person who's hurting right now. And yeah, I want to help him too. I want to help him avoid situations like this that are going to get him in trouble. But why don't you stay on the phone with me and you guys walk up to the Lutheran Church. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Shepherd's Lutheran Church. Maybe they're serving a little dinner on the grounds. Maybe you get a little mac and cheese, a little fried chicken. Sorry.
You're good. Some pizza.
There you go.
Pizza.
Pizza brings everybody together for sure. What toppings do you like on your pizza?
Bacon and black olives.
Yeah. Oh, you lost me with the black olives. I got to let you go. I'm just kidding.
That's his favorite.
It is. He's a monster.
Yeah. I'm going to put you on the phone with him. I'm going to change my clothes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Perfect.
Hold on a second.
All right. If you're just joining us, hey, what's up, man? What's your name again? I'm sorry, I didn't even catch your first name.
Jeff.
Jeff. We're on the phone with Jeff. He and his girlfriend are having a very difficult situation. His girlfriend's Nicole. Bit of a miscommunication issue earlier today involving a telephone. Jeff, what are you feeling right now, man?
Honestly, almost a sigh of relief now that maybe there's resources and are open for me to proceed with what I needed to do like years ago. You know, sure. As far as like, you know, get dual diagnosed, because I am an addict. I got a feeling I'm bipolar.
Okay.
You know,
and self-medicating is not going to...
You want to know, I'll be totally honest.
Yeah,
you
no,
know, totally honest.
Listen, cause. Jeff, I appreciate the honesty. And self-medicating, you know, I'm as anti-pharmaceutical company as anybody that you're going to find, but sometimes those drugs do work. And self-medicating, I don't think, is going to get you to where either one of you needs to be. So if you guys don't mind heading up to that Lutheran church in Dade City on Orange Valley Lane, you know, we can certainly have someone there waiting for you guys to help you out. Because, look, you're at a place right now where you are at crossroads, my friend. Your life can go one way or it can go the other way. You can continue down the path that you're on, where you're upset with yourself, where you're hurting the people who are close to you. But you know, I'm sure you didn't mean to break her hand when you grabbed the phone. I'm sure you didn't
definitely not.
Yeah, you didn't do it with malice in your heart. You didn't do it with necessarily the intent to hurt her, but you know that when you grabbed her hand extra hard and you broke her hand, you know, that's not the life that you want to live, right? You wouldn't consider yourself an abuser.
Definitely not. I was not raised that way. If I was to do something like that deliberately, my dad would hang me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, my girlfriend's a beautiful girl, and we first got together. Everything was cool. Honestly, when it really started going downhill is when I started messing with the methamphetamine.
Yeah, that'll do it.
You know.
And I'll tell you, Jeff, you are not in control of yourself right now and your emotions. So, you know, this is not necessarily your fault. But this is something that you can get the help with. It's going to take cleaning up. It's going to take getting in touch with what you need to do to be, you know, a better person mentally. But I want to see you get out of this in a way that does not harm you and in a way that does not harm Nicole. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely. You know, I want it to benefit the both of us as well as the people who care about us, you know, surround us, you know?
Sure.
Because honestly, I've been going down this road for ever since, like, the rave scene back in the 90s, you know? I don't even know when to begin, but no. I feel the more honest that I am with y'all, the more, the more help, it'd be more helpful for me, you know, because right. They know how to examine or whatnot, you know.
Sure. Hey, let me ask you this, and again, I'm not looking to get your you know, in your business, but are you under the influence of any drugs right now?
You know, I used today.
Okay, use methamphetamines.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and again, I'm not judging you. I was in the rave scene in the 90s myself, and maybe we found ourselves at a couple of the same parties with some dance music.
You know, you never know.
And glow sticks and whatnot. But these drugs have a hold of you, dude. And addiction, whether people want to admit it or not, it's a disease, man. And you're not going to be able to break that unless you get the help that you need. And, you know, you've known for a while that it's been a problem. You found yourself in a situation that you didn't plan for, that you weren't prepared for, and as someone who now for, you know, 20 minutes or so has been emotionally invested in your life and in Nicole's life, I want to see you get the help that you need to break free from the chains of methamphetamines, man. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see you hurt Nicole again. I don't want to see her with a broken anything. And I know you don't want to hurt her, but when you're not in control of your emotions and the drugs are in control, you're probably capable of things that you wouldn't be capable if you were sober and clean and in touch with your emotions.
You're definitely right. That's why I spent 8.5 months in Hillsborough County 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, as odd as it may seem or sound, lately I feel as if I do better in a controlled environment, you know, and I know that kind of sounds maybe like a cop out or something, you know, not wanting to deal with
not a cop out.
Regular life as it comes, but
nope.
When I was in jail, I was clean. Yep. I told myself I would rather be in jail with a clean state of mind and not be imprisoned by the disease of addiction than to be out on the streets dealing with being dope sick or whatever, because I was on Dilaudids and heroin and all that stuff real bad before I even jumped over here to the methamphetamines.
Sure.
And I just started messing with that back in February, you know, so.
Well, listen.
It's just opiates are too expensive.
That's why a lot of people are turning to that. And here's the deal. What you said about the regimens of prison and the structure, a lot of people feel that way because you get a little bit accustomed to living that life that it's set out for you. You don't have freedom. And the freedom for you seems dangerous. The freedom for you seems to be a gateway for getting into activities that you don't want to get into. So if you guys can head up to that that church, man, you know, we will have someone there waiting for you. And okay. And that's the first step towards, you know, towards, I think, getting you a healthier life and getting her into a situation where she can feel okay about herself. And then, look, if you clean up and she gets her crap together, you got the rest of your life to spend together where you can make each other happy. If it doesn't work out, worst case scenario, you get yourself clean, move on to something else. She gets herself clean, moves on to something else. And you're both happy, healthy, and not in a position where you hurt each other anymore, you know?
Right. Erica, like I said, you know, when we first got together, we thought each other was awesome. And then I don't know if it was... we both started feeling comfortable with one another, you know. I love you, man. Feeling comfortable to where we didn't care about hurting each other. I mean, we care about hurting each other's feelings.
Right.
It's just if we felt like pushed against the wall, you know, we were going to retaliate, you know.
Sure. I totally understand where you're coming from. And I'd love for you guys to head up to that Lutheran church up there at the corner because we've got somebody headed there right now. And it's your first step towards a new life for you guys. So I'll stay on the phone with you guys if you want to take a little leisurely stroll up that way, maybe a jog, a skip, a saunter.
Yeah, it only takes a few minutes to get there. Actually, we went jogging last night, I think it was.
Nice.
Trying to anyway, you know, trying to break the monotony of using or whatnot, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, trying to get me to do other things.
Yeah, I understand. You know? Look, and finding an outlet is going to be one of your keys towards getting healthy, man. Like, honestly, when you know, If I ever had to quit smoking weed, which perhaps I did in my past, I found channeling the energy towards exercise was a tremendous help, man. Finding other ways to occupy your time other than doing drugs, that's the first step towards recovery, and it's a very healthy way too, man. So by all means, you guys, you know, head on up to that church, and I'll stay on the phone with you guys. And,
all right.
And,
yeah, I love exercising. I love working out, you know, it makes me feel fresh. I've wrestled for like almost 17 years. I played football, softball, and there's no other better feeling than feeling fit, you know, feeling pumped after working out.
Absolutely.
Oxygen running through your veins and a natural high, like she said, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's your body. And by the way, your body will train yourself to do that again. Once you get clean, your body will release those endorphins in ways that don't involve you smoking meth or shooting up anything. Your body's going to get high off running and off lifting and stuff like that. Are you a pretty big dude? Like, what, you clock in about 6'2", 250?
I'm not. Actually, I'm only like 5'9", about 160.
Wow.
But, you know, from wrestling so long and just staying active and probably doing meth, you know, I'm kind of slim, but I'm not ashamed to take my shirt off at a pool party or anything like that.
I am, so you're in the... But I'm not going to smoke meth. Yeah, let the kids know out there who are listening, methamphetamine is not the way to lose weight. No, most people don't recommend it.
Not. Definitely not.
Cool. Where are you guys at right now?
Actually, we're walking down the street towards the church.
Awesome, man. I'm really glad to hear that. I'm super proud of you, man. It takes a big man to look for the help that he needs. And I can tell you need help. I can tell she needs help as well. And I want to be the guy that helps you guys, you know, get through this, because at the end of the day, we're here to help each other as human beings, man. And this isn't something that I plan on talking about on the show today. I certainly didn't know that our phone call was going to go in this direction when we picked up.
I didn't even know who she was calling.
Really?
My car was overheating. I get back in the car, and she's talking about my dad being religious or something like that. I was like, what are you, on the prayer hotline? And I guess this is when the conversation had took off.
Wow. So she just called. Because we were talking about atheism versus, how difficult is it to come out as an atheist if you don't believe in God? And I guess she saw that as an opportunity to call up and talk to us. Look, maybe the universe placed you guys into my lap for a reason. Whatever I can do to help out my fellow man or woman in this case, I'm going to do it. Can I talk to Nicole again real quick?
Yeah. Hold on. Here she is.
Thanks, man.
Hello.
Hey, Nicole, are you guys really headed up to the church right now?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. About how far away are you?
Less than half. I'll be there in like 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
Okay. Are you like north, south, east, west of the church, Tino?
That's a good question. I mean, north, south, east, or west of the church?
Of the church or south of the church?
South of the church.
South of the church. Okay, I got you. So you're along the same street as the church right now, that orange lane or whatever?
Right, yeah.
Okay, and headed towards the church?
Right, we're going to be headed up to the main road that goes out towards the church.
Okay, that's
right. Sun Road.
Okay, good. And how do you feel so far about, do you feel a little bit better having shared your problems with somebody? Do you feel like you guys might be like kind of on the road towards making things a little bit better?
I hope so.
I hope so too, because I really want to see you get through this first of all. And if he can get the help that he needs, that's great. But between me and you, you're more important to me than he is. I really want to see you get yourself to a place where you're comfortable, you're safe, you're happy, you're secure, and you can do it. Like, you making this phone call to me, you called initially to comment on the atheism thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I called because I thought it was an opportunity about what would be hard is telling, you know, your dad who's religious and stuff, because his parents are very religious, faith-bound, and that's something that makes this home a home, because sure, they have faith in us, you know.
He's not armed right now, is he?
No.
Okay. No weapons, no knives, no guns, no nothing?
No.
Okay. Because, I mean, that would be...
We're walking up to the church, correct?
That'd be a problem.
Okay. I don't want to come up on the left of me right now.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Oh. Scott, sir.
Yes, sir. Not a whole lot, man.
What's going on the phone right now?
Can we take it down away from the...
I don't know. Who is that? Who's the guy?
We were going up to the church. We have an officer that's taking us up to the church.
Oh, good. Great. Okay. You cool?
Hot. It's hot. It's fun.
A little bit warm out there today?
Yeah.
You know, I just need you to know, like, whatever happens to this point forward, you are taking a step towards getting yourself back on healthy ground. And, you know, he's going to do what he needs to do to get himself clean. And I want you to do whatever you need to do to get yourself clean. Not necessarily clean, because I don't think you're using methamphetamines, but, you know, healthy and mentally sound again, you know?
Yep.
You okay?
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you for making this step, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank very you. Much, guys.
No problem.
Seriously.
No, I am here to help. You know our number, and I will do anything I can do within my power and resources to help you out. Are the police there right now?
We're in the car on the back seat.
Okay.
And were you sending up to the church, or was this just the church?
Yeah, you know, I...
I understand.
I hope you understand.
I do.
Because I
really appreciate you guys.
I appreciate you listening.
You guys are always been there, you know? If that makes any sense.
It does. No, it does. And that's what we're here for. We're here to help out. You know, I told Scott, or Jeff, I didn't plan this today, but, you know, when you get a call, obviously a woman who's reaching out and in need of some help, I want to do whatever I can do to help you. And that, you know, I think we've tried to do what we can do today. And I think that this is the first step. So right now you're...
Everybody.
So right now you're talking to the officer?
I'm not. No, we're in front of the church right now. I haven't talked to the officer yet. So
okay. I got you. Everything's going to be okay.
I know.
Is that me on the radio in the background? Sound pretty good.
Yes.
It's a good show.
Sounds like it could be a little funnier, but...
Yeah, could be. I'll snort out loud.
You'll be good. You'll be okay. I'll just hang out here with you. You'll be okay.
I'm going to hang up.
counseling now, I guess.
That's probably the best move. All right. Well, you have our number, and just let us know what we can do to help, okay?
Thank you.
I'm super proud of you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't know what to say.
No, I mean, we're way late on breaks, and
that's real right there. That's not
that is real
not
well
a radio
right
show. That's nothing. That's real.
Man. All right. We're just going to need a minute, so stand by.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.